we see people, and I met with a couple of couples today that are leaving money on the table because they don't understand how Social Security works and how to maximize it. And also with Medicare and penalty enrollment.
And that's a big thing coming up here this next month.
Absolutely. So we have to make sure that you're making so many smart decisions. But also, how the heck do you create a paycheck from variable assets like stocks and bonds? Okay, because obviously pensions, we do have them in town, but not they're not as prominent as they used to be, right?
Almost dinosaurs.
But we have to make sure you're using Social Security, and yes, I think it will be there for you. But speaking of Social Security, we are finding now that Social Security recipients, the scammers, are out. And this con tricks seniors into giving their private information, Social Security numbers, birth dates, and parents. Supposedly, this is a phone call campaign, and what they're asking is they're claiming to provide the recipient with an increase in their cost of living benefits. So they're calling, and they're saying, Danny, I'm going to find a way to get you a better cost of living adjustment on your Social Security. If you give me all your information, we're going to do that. So what happens is they're going in, they're contacting the real Social Security Administration, and they are switching the direct deposit information and stealing benefit checks. So I will tell you, you've got to be careful when any government agency is calling you, because most of them or none of them are going to call you.
Well, it's like the IRS scam where people are going to, you're going to go and get more money back, or they're going to help you. 99% of the time, that's not true.
Yeah, and first of all, if you think the government wants to give you an extra cost of living adjustment, you're absolutely wrong. Right away, that smells fishy.
They're not going to call you or email you about it.
Yeah. Oh, guess what? We have something for you. Additional money. Yeah, okay.
Government's good about that, right?
But you know what? You do have to be careful of the seniors in your life. The retirees, there are a lot of scams that they are going to be vulnerable to, especially even this Equifax issue. I have an elderly client, went through with them on Equifax, and they've been breached. Helped them to sign up for LifeLock, how to understand how that works. They get constant calls from telemarketers. I mean, you got to be so careful. But this scam, this one kills me. We don't really know they're trying to calculate or figure out how many people have been affected, but they're saying it's quite a few.
That's terrible. It's unfortunately that you have to be so diligent to protect your assets in these times, because there's so many people who will, they're going to prey on people who are vulnerable.
Lance Roberts' blog. It's required reading for the informed investor. Catch it today at realinvestmentadvice.com.